We're back to the Neil Haley Show here and also the Media Giant Effect. And I'm excited to welcome the program entrepreneur Daryl Noak. Daryl, thanks for stopping by. And you know what's really interesting is you said you were out of commission with surgery. So you're going to motivate people even more that you're back in the saddle again, right?
Well, one of the things I like to say is, you know, Zig Ziglar used to say that one of the things he always felt is never, never, never give up.
Yeah, you can't. And that's so true. So you're a huge fan of Zig then, it sounds like.
Oh, I'm a huge fan of Zig. And I did a lot of Tony Robbins. I did a lot of Zig Ziglar. I've had dinner with Zig probably 50 times.
Oh, wow. Okay. So tell us your background and what made you become an entrepreneur. What was your whole...
Well, I grew up in the ghetto of Chicago. I'm the youngest of seven. And when I was 1 year old, my older sister tripped and fell, and her body weight landed on the back of my head. And so it literally crushed my face.
Oh, man.
Growing up in the ghetto of Chicago and on welfare, my dad had left home right after I was born. And so my mother had no choice but to wipe my face clean. And I grew up with a crushed face. And at age 40, I had already become successful. But I think I tell my sister, never worry about the fact that you crushed my face, because I believe that that motivated me to inspire myself to do even more. And at age 40, my sleep apnea was so badly that I had 11 hours of surgery one day and then a follow-up surgery. So I joke and say it took 16 hours of surgery to get me to look as pretty as I do.
So you got through all that stuff, Daryl, and you said you were a successful entrepreneur at 40. What were you doing?
At the time, I owned the RE/MAX franchise in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a general contractor for 40 years, and I have owned a variety of companies. I guess you might call a serial entrepreneur.
No, I know. Okay.
I can't just be happy with one thing.
So even after the surgery, you're still going to go, right? It seems like if you're a study Zig Ziglar, you know, you could just say, it's time for me to kind of relax. It doesn't seem like Daryl's going to relax, right? So what's going lately with you? So you RE/MAX different things. I know that we see, you have books, you have things, you're out there. But what's new for Daryl?
Well, I own a construction company, and we build tiny houses, but we also remodel houses here in Prescott, Arizona. And I have about a dozen people working for me. And so we do both of those. But one of the other things that I do, I don't know if I've ever, I know we've talked in the past, Neil, and I don't know if you remember this or not. But can you see this gratitude?
Oh, my goodness. That was years ago at the National Publicity Summit. How many years ago was that?
Oh, it's been 10, Neil.
Wow. Okay. So you remember me then. You can't.
I definitely do.
You can't forget me, can you?
Well, I have passed out. I designed this coin about 18 years ago now. And I've passed out at least 70,000 of these in the last 18 years. I tell people, I want to say thank you in a way that no one will ever forget I said thank you. But I also tell people, this coin has magic in it. If you touch it every day, it reminds you to be more grateful. Being more grateful makes you a happier person. Being a happier person changes your life. So if you want the magic, you have to touch it every day.
Wow. So you know what? So Daryl, I guess you were on my show. If this has been 13 years, I've been doing my show. Can you believe that? And I've done over 9,000 plus interviews. So when I met you in New York 10 years ago, I don't remember if I did interview you on my show or not. It's go figure where I was and different things. But now we are back together again. What is your goal for this gratitude coin? How many people do you want to get it out to?
Well, I give out, you know, just in my normal daily course of events, About maybe two dozen gratitude coins a day. And I tell people I want to be able to say thank you in a way they won't forget. But I also, I felt like, especially, I mean, it never, self-esteem and gratitude never go out of style, right? And so I felt like I want to touch the world in a positive way. I'm 68 years old now, and I still have a lot of energy. I'm still out there every day, but I tell everybody I want to live to be 200 because I have so much to accomplish that I have to live that long in order to accomplish everything I want to accomplish.
That's fabulous. That's absolutely fabulous. So the goal is continue to grow your businesses, but the gratitude, it's time to get out there again. You said you were doing the radio thing years ago before. Now it's like the Zoom thing and all these things to get gratitude out there to the world. That's the goal, right? You want to have more and more people get the gratitude coin.
I actually have a website now that's called gratitudesmagic.com. And it's gratitudes with an S, gratitudesmagic.com. And I have a variety of t-shirts and coffee cups and a few different things like that. But the gratitude coin, I want to touch the world in a positive way every day.
See, I love that. And so if people go there, can they get a gratitude coin?
Absolutely.
All right. And what do they do? Is it they purchase it or what how's it, or you ship them out? How's that work?
Well, if somebody's asking for one, I will send it to them free of charge. And I've shipped them to 31 countries around the world.
Oh, wow. And do you feel like you have a new lease on life after the surgery?
Oh, absolutely. I had my family has a history of high cholesterol, even though my mother was a vegan from the time I was 14 years of age. No cheese, no milk, no nothing to do with any animal products. And she still had a cholesterol of like 340 something. And so I, as a preventive medicine, so to speak, I go to specialists every 6 months and we watch me very carefully because I tell them all. May sound like a joke to a lot of people, but I believe longevity is becoming closer every day.
Yes, it
And
is.
so I plan to live to be 200 and maybe beyond, depending on technology. Of course, I want to be healthy, but so they watch me every 6 months. They scan me. So we saw, hey, my carotid artery was getting a little full. And so we decided to preemptively clean my carotid artery out so that I wouldn't have a stroke, wouldn't have a heart attack, and do it while I'm still healthy enough that I could recover and be back at it.
Well, I love the fact about 200 because, again, you want to go to space, I think, Daryl. I think you want to go to space and you know that the next thing is Web 3.0. You want to live for all these things. So it's time to get the media giant to educate you on how you're going to live in space and have construction company in space and all these different things because it's coming. And Web 3.0 is
Absolutely.
coming to all these things. And it's just tremendous that you have this gumption and fire to you at this age, and you want to continue, and you just recovered from surgery. So I'm sure the doctor's like, "Are you going to take it easy?" And you haven't taken it easy, Daryl, right? You've just gone. You've gone full
I
force.
took it easy for about 60 days.
Okay. Well, 60 days. So look, tell me a story of Zig Ziglar to finish the show, because I love to have you back. I mean, stories of Zig keeps you that motivation that we should have gratitude. Because, I have the latest show, the one that was on Amazon Prime about Zig Ziglar. I just watched that a couple of weeks ago, and it really motivated me with, Lou Holtz and Rudy and all the Rudy Rudiger and all these different people. But they've all learned from Zig, and that's what you base a lot of your success on, Zig, right? Would you?
I wrote a book that made it to number four on the bestsellers list. That's what I was promoting when I first met you 10 years ago. So one of the things that Zig always said is no matter, he said when they skip lunch, they want to tell everybody all afternoon, I haven't had lunch today. You hear me? I haven't had lunch today. They want to be proud of that. But then how is it that they don't feed their mind every day and they're not proud of that?
So that's so true. Feed your mind. And one of the things that Zig talked about is if you can help people get what they want, you will get what you want. When you can figure out what they need and want, you will receive back. That's what Zig teaches all the time. And it's so important to have gratitude. And every time you give that gratitude coin, you're giving them something that they're going to give back to somebody else because of that. And that's what your dream is and what you want.
Absolutely. I get people that say to me, you don't know how badly I needed that gratitude coin today. And then I'll be back. Let's say that I've given it to someone that waited on me at a restaurant. I'll be back at that restaurant I've gone back as late as 2 years later. And they've said, hey, do you remember me? You gave me a gratitude coin. Here's what's happened to my life since you gave me that coin, because you said it has magic and it will change my life. Here's what's happened in my life.
All right. Best place we can go to get the gratitude coin right now.
Gratitudesmagic.com.
All right, Daryl, we appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Neil. Thank you so much.
And you're welcome.
I look forward. I hope we do get a chance to speak again. And I look forward to it.
I believe the universe has brought us together for a reason. You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.